السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, also sisters at the madrasa and those listening over the series, once again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal and ihsan that he gathered us here for this majlis of zikr. The remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is a ni'mat, it's a very, very great ni'mat, a very great bounty. It is not a kind of remembrance of some human being or some person's property or someone's relative or family member that is in some other part of the world. Those are also some kind of remembrances. The person says, I must remember me in your du'as, or must remember me and write when I'm away, or must remember me and telephone me. Now those are also kinds of remembrances. But in those remembrances, it is not even necessary that the person comes to know that you are remembering. This very moment, if you think of somebody, does that person know that you are thinking of you? And then again, it's not necessary that that person can be of some benefit to us, or that remembrance can bring us some kind of great rewards, or great profit, or great benefit, or great sukoon in the heart. There is nothing wrong with many of those remembrances. But this remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it brings immediate reward. The moment we think of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we remember Him. He remembers us. فَذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Therefore, the Sabit Bunani rahmatullah alayhi, we have heard many times. He says, I know exactly when my Allah is remembering me. He said, how can you know that? Because he mentions in the Quran Sharif, you remember me, I remember you. Now there are many things that have been mentioned with regards to the remembrance, that what does it mean? There are many, many different things, but we are not going into any detailed discussion tonight. But one of it is that you remember me with ita'at, with obedience, and I will remember you with my inayat, with my favors, with my gifts. Now we are going to remember Allah Ta'ala with obedience, that is the remembrance. Meaning that even if the person is not consciously remembering Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, but his actions and his deeds, they indicate that he has got remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, then too Allah Ta'ala will remember him with his favors, with his gifts, with his bounties. Simply meaning this, that it is time for salat. Now this person, as soon as he hears the azan, or as soon as he knows that now it's time for salat, so he straight away hastens for salat. Whatever work the person is doing, now that it is time for salat, he leaves everything one side, and he or she now gets down to salat. So they did not really sit down or think of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that now I am remembering Allah ta'ala. They just went into salat. Why? Because it is a hukam and an order of Allah Ta'ala that you must make our salat 5 times a day. So as soon as it was salat time, the person hastened towards salat, made wuzu, Allahu Akbar. So we will say that he remembered Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala will remember him or her with his favors. So like that, in a 24-hour day, a person has to do so many different things. And for everything that he does, there is some kind of instruction, some kind of command, or some kind of instruction of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's practice. Now this person during the day, he is going to do different kinds of things. Now if he is doing it as Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam directed, instructed, ordered, commanded. So all that is becoming remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And that remembrance of Allah Ta'ala is now going to bring favors of Allah and rewards from Allah Ta'ala. That's what I mean, that when we remember Allah Ta'ala, it's not like the remembrance of other people or other things. It's not necessary that it will bring any kind of rewards. Here, the moment the person thinks of Allah Ta'ala, immediately Allah Ta'ala gives the person rewards. He thinks of him immediately. Day or night, darkness or light, whether the person is in the business, is in the home, is in the masjid, is in the ship, is in the plane, his eye up above the head, wherever he may be. What a beautiful Allah we have. And the one in whose hands our lives lie, our sight, our hearing, our speech, our health, the ground on which we walk, the homes in which we live, everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala. So now we are remembering him, he'll remember us with his inayat. The only thing that we have to understand is that it's not always going to be a bunch of roses. It's not always going to be very smooth sailing. It's not always going to be what we term in our language as success. For us, success means that there must be no difficulty, no hardship, no pain, no suffering at all. Now, that is not what has been mentioned. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, can we say that he didn't get success, na'uzubillah, because he went through so much of trials and tests and difficulties. The Sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, can anybody say that they did not attain success because they went through so much of difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering? That is not what success means. Success will mean there that it is coming, whatever is coming, whether in the form of adversity, whether in the form of prosperity, whether it is in the form of weakness and sickness, or in the form of good health, in the form of poverty or richness, in the form of accidents, or in the form of whatever it may be. But this person truly believes that he is from Allah Ta'ala, and he's got this connection and bond with Allah Ta'ala. So therefore he enjoys a kind of sukoon in his heart, in this world, irrespective of what conditions. And then in the qabr, enjoyment, and in the akhirat, permanent, everlasting enjoyment in Jannah. That's it. So therefore we have this majalis of zikr to light up that fire of love of Allah Ta'ala. Now what is it that is destroying this happiness or destroying this sukoon? Recently it is well known that throughout the world, wherever you look at it, whichever country, it is these quarrels, fights, disputes, arguments which destroy this sukoon of the heart. That little ibadat, zikr, tilawat that we do, when a person commits sins after that, then it destroys the sukoon. But one of the things that is a major cause in our time is quarrels, fights, arguments between husband and wife, brothers and sisters, family members, people in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, societies, organizations, all these things, they just cause that sukoon of the heart to vanish. Hazrat Ahnaf bin Qais rahmatullah alayhi, he was once asked that what is human values, insaniyat kya hai? Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif himself, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانِ. He calls us insan. is from uns, from muhabbat. Now this insan, therefore Hazrat Mujaddidi Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says if you want to become ghaus, qutub, wali and all, go somewhere else. I did not mean that you are not going to become ghaus, qutub and wali if you are going to obey and follow the teachings of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as instructed and directed in the company and the sohbat of these pious and righteous people. The person will become ghaus, he'll become qutub, he'll become abdal, he'll become something. He'll become at least wali of Allah ta'ala, he'll become from the ta'ibin. Those who have made sincere tawbah, and those who make sincere tawbah also, their position is elevated to that of the muttaqeen, the pious and the righteous. So he did not really mean that, what he meant is that people are just wanting to become walis, they want to become everything. But who is a wali? Who is a person that we can call a wali of Allah Ta'ala? The person can only become a true wali if he is a true insan. So therefore he says, kuch aur banna ho to kahin aur jaho. Lekin wali, insan banna ho to mere paas aao. If you want to become a true insan, true human being, then come by me. Meaning that I will shake your liver up properly. I will grill you and fry you and bake you and do everything that's necessary so that you get that flavor after that. Insaniyat will require a lot of grilling and drilling. The person who does not want to go through any kind of fire and any kind of heat and any kind of shake up and all, so then he must stay at his home. Then he mustn't say, I want to become wali. I want to become insan. Because in insaniyat you will have to interact with people. And in this interacting with people, whether they are your parents, whether they are wife or children, or the husband, or your friends, or the society at large, the neighbors, clients, customers, now all this interacting, that is where your insaniyat will be tested. That are you a true human being? Or the temper just flares, every little thing, the temper is flaring. So that Ahnaf bin Faiz Rahmatullah Ali, when somebody asked him that, who is insan? What is insaniyat? What we may term as human values. Who is a true human being? So he said the rich now, of course different people gave different kinds of definitions. But he said that that person who in spite of his richness adopts humility. Now the person is rich, he has got plenty of money, he's got property, he's got gold, silver, oil wells, everything. But he's got tawazu, he's got humility. That is the first, then that person is insan. Because if you have to look at the world at large, the greatest amount of injustice is done when the person has got some kind of wealth and power. When he's got wealth and power, that's the time if you think of injustice. The person who has nothing, what injustice is doing? So that person who, in spite of having everything, adopts humility. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. The person who humbles himself for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will give the person elevation. That is Allah Ta'ala's system. And tawazu is a sifat of the heart. It's not just bowing our head down and walking and say, I'm a very humble person. The person sometimes is bowing his head down and walking. But just trample his toe a little bit and see where all his humility goes. Or if somebody accidentally bumped into him, then see where his humility goes. Or if somebody was walking past and just looked at him and said, you're walking like a stupid, then see where his humility goes. Anything the person will say, which is in the form of criticism, this person will flare up. So where's that humility? So the first thing he said is that in spite of wealth, the person has got humility. That is insan. Therefore, Zafar was a great poet when he was a king too, in the Mughal times. He said, ظفر اس کو آدمی نہ جانیے گا, وہ کیسا ہی صاحب فہم و ذکا. ظفر اس کو آدمی نہ جانیے گا, وہ کیسا ہی صاحب فہم و ذکا. جسے عیش میں یاد خدا نہ رہا, جسے تعیش میں خوف خدا نہ رہا.
جسے ظفر ڈونٹ ایون کنسیڈر دیٹ پرسن ایز این انسان, دیٹ وین ہی از ان گڈ ٹائمز ہی از ہیپی, وین ہی از گاٹ ایوری تھنگ گوئنگ فور ہیم, وین ہی از ان عیش اینڈ آرام, دین دیٹ ٹائم ہی فورگیٹس اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ, یاد خدا نہ رہا. اینڈ وین دا پرسن از اینگری, then at that time, خوف خدا نہ رہا. He got no fear of Allah Ta'ala when he's giving vent to his anger. So the first thing he says that this person, in spite of all his wealth and possessions and whatever he has, but he has got humility. That is the first thing. Second thing is that he does favors upon people. The person does favors upon people without expectation of anything in return. To do a favor and expect nothing in return, that person is insan. We may say that's a very easy thing. We all do favors for lots of people, different kinds of favors, and we expect nothing in return. But how many can sincerely say that they expect nothing in return? After some period of time, when this person is in some difficulty or problem and he has to ask for some favor, and we do not return that favor, then see what he has to say. Then he will say, when you were in difficulty, I did this for you, I did that for you. When you wanted a car, I lent you my Mercedes Benz and BMW and Rolls Royce. And now I'm asking you for Hitler's spook, the Beetle, you don't want to lend me that too. When your son was getting married, when your daughter was getting married, then I arranged for the hall and I arranged for the baking and I arranged for the cook and I arranged for the digs and the pots and pans. And now I'm just asking you for this little favor and you can't help me out. So what does this indicate? That when he did those favors, at that time he was expecting something in return. And that is our nature now. The favors with ikhlas seem to have vanished. Where we do some favor for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and nothing else. Although it is permissible to say must make dua, it's permissible, it's not haram. Sometimes we think it's haram. That if the person says, oh, does some favor, and say must make dua for me. It is permissible, it's not haram. But the Allah Wallahs and the pious and the righteous ones, they felt that that too was like some kind of return for that favor that they had done. That when they do some favor, they say, make dua for me. Nothing wrong with it. But they even tried to steer clear of that. But those are high stages. If we can't go to those high stages, at least when we are helping the poor, the needy, the destitute, the orphan, our friends, our family members, our relatives, or anybody, then solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Wallah, I tell you that if only we can learn this one lesson, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Believe me, Allah Ta'ala's treasures are unlimited. So many people in different places, without exaggeration, when I meet them, many people, sometimes I meet them in the masjid, sometimes in a different town, different city, they say, Mawlana, that statement of yours, do for the pleasure of Allah. Allah will give you from His treasure. He said, that is something that really impacted on my heart. So if only we can learn that, do for the pleasure of Allah, then it is the duty of that person upon whom we have done a favor. It is his duty. If somebody helps us, if somebody gives us something, if somebody gives a gift, or somebody does some favor, then it is our duty that we make dua. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to return that person's faith, that whatever he has helped, assisted. Now we make dua
for any favor he has done, we make dua for that person. We announce that gift, so and so gave me this gift. Not for the person who does it to go and make all the announcements. Islam is beautiful. Now this is not a majlis of complete bayan. The third point that he said is that who is this insan? We're talking about insan. He said, in spite of having the capacity to take revenge, he does not take revenge. The person has the power, he has the strength to take revenge. Somebody has caused harm, injury, pain. Now he has the power. If he gave one slap, this person can also return the slap. That person said something, he can also say something. It's not a question of he's extremely weak, he can't do anything. If we have a world-class boxer on one side, and he gave one person a tight punch, and the person that he gave the punch to is extremely weak, he's got typhoid, malaria, tuberculosis, and then he says, I'll take revenge, I'll give it to you also. Can he do anything? He can't do anything. So his forgiving is not really something grand. We won't say that's a great kamal of this person that he forgave that boxer. We'll say still alhamdulillah he forgave him for that injustice. But he can't take revenge. And the other one is where the person is also powerful. If you got money, I got money. If you got strength, I got strength. If you got power, I got power. And both sides are equal, or one side has got more power. And he can take revenge. Then at that time we say, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, I forgive you. That's the insan. True insan, he says, that is the insan. That he has the capacity, but he says, I forgive you. Islam doesn't say that we have to forgive. Then we would have complained that Islam is not a fair and just religion. So it allows a person to take revenge to the extent that the person has been harmed. It is permissible. But if you forgive, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala becomes so pleased. And then He gives from His treasures. So He says that is the third thing. And the fourth thing, when a person is troubled, then he makes sabr. He makes sabr. So different people have mentioned different things. This is what he said. I don't know how we went on to that discussion, but what I was saying is that these are the things that cause our sukoon of the heart to vanish. Because once you have grudge in the heart, then all the time the person is plotting and planning and scheming, and how can I cause harm to my opponent? Now when he is going to be all the time worked up, how I can cause harm to this opponent of mine, or the one with whom I've got disagreement, or with whom I've got some kind of quarrel and argument. If he's going to all the time think of that, then where is he going to have time to think of Allah Ta'ala? Where is he going to have time to get this sukoon in his heart? He's already given his heart to Ghairullah. Now he'll become the instrument of shaitan. So we make dua, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, give us this bond and connection with him. Allah Ta'ala must bless us with that sukoon in our hearts. Allah Ta'ala must give us large hearts. We are not asking for these hearts to become enlarged. Because sometimes you go to a cardiologist, they say you've got an enlarged heart. So that doesn't mean that person has got a very nice, big, large heart now. That's a sickness. We're not asking for that. The heart must remain the same physically. The capacity of that heart, spiritual capacity, must be very, very large. You must be able to digest a lot of things. Some people's stomachs can digest chicken, mutton, biryani, fish. Any amount of things you put on the dastarkhan, they can digest. And some person, he takes two or three morsels and says, I've got a stomachache. So we mustn't be like that. Then we get a stomachache with a few morsels. Or with one or two bites on something sweet and our sugar is gone up. With a little bit of extra salt and our pressure is gone up. So we must be like those people who can digest everything. It doesn't mean physically. We must have that kind of capacity in our heart to digest words of people that are coming from all sides. Criticism that comes. Different things that are told. We are living with people and we are going to face a lot of different kinds of tests and trials. But if it is necessary, at times it becomes necessary for the protection of a person's respect, honor and dignity. And Sharia wants that a person's dignity and honor and must be protected. So if it becomes necessary, then the person makes known whatever he has to make known. For example, if a person is falsely accused of corruption, or is accused of bribery, or is accused of adultery, or fornication, or accused of stealing, or theft, or something like that, now he's going to cause kind of damage to his reputation and honor. So at such a time, to announce it, that I swear in the name of Allah Ta'ala, that there is no truth in these allegations that are being made. It's permissible. Or to produce some evidence and proof that there's no truth in it. But the chase, like we take a stick, one is if a snake just appears, so then what must you do? If a snake appears, big huge snake, then one is to say, well, leave it, let it come, let it bite me. So that's Islam doesn't say that, that if a huge snake is coming now, so now you must sit down, relax, and say, well, the snake also requires some kind of sustenance. Or in the Kruger National Park, the person says, why must I remain seated in the car? Allah Ta'ala's creation is around lions, cheetahs, animals. So let them also have some kind of sustenance. So if the snake suddenly falls from the ceiling or appears from somewhere, then take a big stick and give it. Nobody says you must allow it to bite you. But don't go around searching for snakes all over. Because there are snakes, lots of snakes all around. Different places you'll find snakes. Now will you call that person a sensible person? When you ask him, where are you going? He says, I'm going in search of snakes. So this is what he said. That who is insan? He said, that is the person who is insan. That is the person who is an insan. That he has the capacity, he has the strength to take revenge, but he does not take revenge. He forgives, he overlooks. When he does favors upon somebody, he does not expect anything in return. He does it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. The person does favors solely for the pleasure of Allah. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر دل نور روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, کرائے بھی کوئی اللہ. اللہ تبارک و تعالی listens irrespective of what time it is, who the person is, what color he is, whether he has wealth or is poor. Allah تعالی doesn't look at all those things. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, call out all your complaints before Allah تعالی. Don't complain of Allah تعالی, complain to Allah تعالی of one's weakness, our shortcomings, our weaknesses. We complain to Allah تعالی. And this ruh, this soul of ours, just as our bodies require physical sustenance, in the same way this ruh also requires sustenance. And what is the sustenance of this ruh? What is the food for the soul? The food for the soul is not biryani and mutton and chicken. The ruh for the soul is noor of taqwa. Noor e taqwa se tu shaadata. The soul will only get happy when it gets the noor of taqwa. We can't please the soul with anything else except the noor of taqwa. Ruh akut noor e taqwa se tu shaadata. Nafs dushman hai dushman ko na shaadata. Nafs is not the friend of anyone. If the nafs is in the stage of ammara, this su, that means it's goading and encouraging a person to go towards evil, that's the first stage of that nafs, then we have to make an effort and make that nafs become at least nafs al-lawwama, where it now taunts the person. The conscience of the person now begins to worry the person. If the person does anything wrong, he's not comfortable with that sin that he has committed. It becomes a lawwama. Why did you do this? The person is not happy having committed those sins and evil. At that stage too is not sufficient. We must to take it to the stage of mutmainna. We have to be happy and pleased, contented and satisfied with whatever Allah Ta'ala is pleased and happy with. He is our creator. One person was sitting on the steps of the Jame Masjid of Delhi, and Allah Wala, pious person, and loudly he was saying, Main tera banda nahi, tu mera khuda nahi, teri baat ko main kyun maanu? I am not your banda, and you not my Allah. So if I'm not your slave and you're not my Allah, why must I listen to you? So the people that were going past, somebody says, this person has become a kafir. He has lost his iman. See what he said. Different people said different things. Only one sensible person stopped and asked him that, what are you saying? Why are you saying what you are saying? What do you mean by what you are saying? That is what we have to do, investigate, find out. Which we have lost nowadays. We just accept anything and everything. In the statement of a person also sometimes, there is some meaning. They said, what do you mean by this that I'm not your slave and you're not my Allah? Why must I listen to you? So he said, Shaitan and Nafs were encouraging me to do something that was wrong, not acceptable to Allah. Shaitan is not going to leave anybody whether he's pious or not pious. So I was talking to Shaitan and my nafs that you are not my Allah and I'm not your banda. Why must I listen to you? I'm the banda of my Allah. I must listen to my Allah, you not my Allah. So he was talking to his nafs and people thought he was talking to Allah. So nafs dushman hai dushman ko na shaad kar. Once we are going to make Allah Ta'ala pleased, برباد محبت کو نہ برباد کریں گے, برباد محبت کو نہ برباد کریں گے, وہ دیرے میرے دل ناشاد کو وہ شاد کریں گے. When the person is going to displease his nafs and please Allah Ta'ala, so his heart is going to be shattered to smithereens, because a great desire came in his heart to do something that was wrong. There was a taqaza in his heart, but he shattered that desire. So when he's going to shatter that desire and please Allah Ta'ala, He said, barbaad muhabbat ko na barbaad karenge. Allah Ta'ala will not destroy that person. The more we are going to displease our nafs, the more Allah Ta'ala is going to become pleased. But then it requires some kind of effort. In what is there no effort? In everything we are making effort. But we just don't want to taste that juicy grape. That juicy grape we don't want to taste. That story of that worm which you have heard many, many times. That one stupid worm was told that there is a juicy grape up this vine. So the worm set out for the juicy grape. And as it was climbing, it landed on a green leaf. It's an example Jalaluddin Rumi Ram Ghazali gives. It landed on a green leaf. On the green leaf, it started enjoying the green leaf, eating and eating until its death came on the green leaf. And his Qabristan was the green leaf. But if only this stupid worm had gone a little further, then the juicy grape was hanging there. And if it had tasted the juicy grape, then it would have never returned to the green leaf. We are all on green leaves at present. Somebody on the television, somebody in drugs, somebody in porn sites, somebody on this, somebody on that. And we are thinking that that is the juicy grape. If you ask a person, I'm enjoying this TV programs. If you ask somebody, I'm enjoying the drugs. If you ask somebody, I enjoy the dance and the sing song and the music. If you ask somebody who's addicted to all these type of things, then he says, I'm enjoying it. And you want to snatch away that happiness of mine. Whereas all we are saying is that go a little further. Get out of that what you are thinking is a juicy grape. Just go a little further. And when you will get the taste of that ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, and that yaqeen of Allah Ta'ala, and that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, and when that fragrance of the love of Allah will come into our hearts, then we will think that where was I wasting my time on that green leaf. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi said, that when the fragrance of the muhabbat of Allah comes into my heart, then the vocabulary of the languages of the world fail to put a description. This is something that has to do with experience. So there is a juicy grape there. Millions of people have tasted it. Allah Ta'ala has kept it hanging there for every believer, every Muslim. All he wants is we must get out of that green leaf and go a little further. That's all. One step on the nafs, like how that worm had to just go a little ahead, like that, just one step on the nafs, and the person is with Allah Ta'ala, and he'll start tasting the juicy grape. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है. अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है. अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है. अल्लाह जल जलालुहु. यार रहे यार अब तू मेरा और मैं तेरा यार रहूं. यार रहे यार अब तू मेरा और मैं तेरा यार रहूं. मुझको फकत तुझसे हो मोहब्बत, खल्क से मैं बेजार रहूं. हर वक्त जिक्र फिक्र में तेरे मस्त रहूं, सरशार रहूं. होश रहे ना मुझको किसी का, तेरा मगर होशियार रहूं. अब तो रहे बस तादा में आखिर, विर्दे जुबा ऐ मेरे इला. ला इलाह इल्लल्लाहु, لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر اللہ 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 Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jaan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jaan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Akramal Akramin, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Zalamna Anfusana, Wa In Lam Taghfir Lana Wa Tarhamna, Lanakunanna Min Al-Khasirin. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, Allah, most merciful Allah, most beneficent Allah, most tolerant Allah, oh my most beautiful Allah, my most compassionate, most loving Allah. We are extremely sinful servants of yours. We have raised our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. We are not justifying any of our weaknesses, our sins, our evils, our vices, our shortcomings. We are acknowledging every sin that we have committed. My beloved Allah, how can we justify anything before you? You have seen everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. Every action and every deed and every thought of ours is known to you. My beloved Allah, you could have destroyed us there and then. You are powerful, you are almighty. The heavens and the earth in your control. My beloved Allah, you could have destroyed us there and then. You could have embarrassed us there and then. You could have humiliated us there and then. But how loving you are. How compassionate and kind you are. You concealed our weaknesses, our faults and our sins from mankind, my beloved Allah. From our childhood days up till now, how much of our sins we have concealed. My beloved Allah, we haven't shown gratitude to you. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners that turn towards you. And we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. We are not justifying them, my Allah. Who is there to forgive us besides you? There is no one. There is no one. There is no one. Eh Khuda e Vandara Ruswa Makun Darbadam Mansirman Peda Makun. My beloved Allah, don't disgrace, embarrass, humiliate this servant of yours. I know that I am sinful, but don't expose my sins before mankind. My beloved Allah, Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali, all night he said this in the Baytullah Sharif. Yet he was so pious, so righteous, such a great wali of yours. He was not committing any sins, yet he was saying, Eh Khuda, e Vandara Ruswa Makun. We who are committing sins day and night, my beloved Allah, what would happen to us if you had to expose all our weaknesses, shortcomings, faults and sins, vices? Our adultery, our fornication, our drug habits, our drink, our wine, our drink. The sights that we watch on the internet, the filth that we watch on the television screen, the filth that we download on our cell phones, the haram that we gaze with our eyes, the haram that we listen with our ears, the haram that we speak with our tongues, the fantasizing that we do with our mind. My beloved Allah, if you had to expose this before people, who would respect us? They would spit on our faces, my beloved Allah. How great is your ihsan and your favor upon us that you have concealed our sins. We are therefore extending our begging bowls before you and seeking from you complete purification of our souls. How long are we going to remain in these sins and these vices and in these evils? They haven't brought any kind of sukoon and happiness and contentment in our lives. Sins bring nothing but restlessness, anxieties, problems and disaster. Ey mere Allah, we acknowledge every sin under the sun that we have committed. Forgive each and every one of us. The sins of our eyes, our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, family members and ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night. Ey mere Rahim, Kareem Allah, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Hum napaak hai, nalaiq hai, gande hai mere maula. Jaise bhi hai tere bande, we are your slaves, we are your servants. Where do we go? There is no other door that we can tap, no other home in which we can go. Change the condition of our lives. Purify our hearts from greed, from malice, from pride, from arrogance, from jealousy, from envy. Give us a taste, my beloved Allah, of the juicy grape of Taha. Give us a taste of the juicy grape of your muhabbat. Give us a taste of the juicy grape of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, let the fragrance of your muhabbat come into our hearts, so that we distance ourselves from nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, give us such enjoyment in obedience to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we look forward, my Allah, to more and more good deeds in our lives. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad. Help us, Allah. Help us against nafs and shaitan. We seek your help. Nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us. Ey Rabb-e-Kareem. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Bless us all with good health, physical and spiritual. We are physically ill, we are spiritually sick. Bless us with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether in hospitals, clinics, homes or amongst us, bless everyone with complete shifa. Ya Allah, we know that sometimes sicknesses, diseases, weakness, poverty, accidents, can be a test and a trial. It can be a rahmat in disguise. Even if it is in the form of a mercy, my Allah, change it to the mercy of good health. Those who are poor and it's a mercy upon them, change it to the mercy of good wealth in their hands. Those who are weak and it's a mercy upon them, change it to the mercy of strength, my beloved Allah. Don't test us. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their financial problems. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whose children are on drinks and drugs and vices and evil, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Give the parents the himmat and courage to throw out of their homes and lives all those things that are causing such corruption in the lives of their children and themselves. Hame sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat wali zindagi de. Give us a life of respect and honor and dignity. Protect us from embarrassment, shame, and beloved Allah. Ey Rabbi Kareem. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the pain, the suffering of the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Swat, Pakistan, Somalia, Sudan and all parts of the world, my beloved Allah. Give hidayah to those zalims. If hidayat is not in their taqdeer and they have made up their minds, they will continue with oppression, suppression and tyranny. Then shake them like you shook the Aad and the Thamud. Send the gale force winds against them. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Ya Allah, cause the cinemas, the discos, the rave clubs, the theatres and all other haram establishments to shut down. It's not difficult for you if in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, for the situation in Makkah Mukarramah at that time was such that every evil under the sun was being committed by those people. Yet, you gave them hidayat and they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala now sets out with a sword to assassinate Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. You give him hidayat and become Amirul Mu'mineen. But when he passes away, he is buried next to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala at the Rawza Mubarak. Ya Allah, if you could have given them such hidayat, what is it difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts? Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. When the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, popping drugs in our mouth, adultery, fornication, or watching some filth on the internet site or television screen. My beloved Allah, we just don't know where the angel of death is going to strike. Outwardly, my Allah, we are blessed with the libas of the pious and the righteous. Let our hearts also be that of the pious and the righteous. Outwardly, my Allah, we have been blessed with the garment of the pious and the righteous. Let our hearts be also of the pious and the righteous. How long are we going to live a life of pretense in this world? Ab to hamara ban ja, hame apna bana le. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Wo ho jaye mera. ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن اے رب کریم. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. Bless us with mouth of shahadat in Madinah Tayyibah. Burial in Makkah. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے, مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے, بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے. سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے. My forehead, your dome, Allah. Hey Rabbi Kareem, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. From all the mischief, corruption and fitnas he asked for protection to take us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the works of deen that have helped. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم.